Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm Alex Kuhn. Today, we will be joined by Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau, who will tell you some of the scams to look out for as you continue your holiday shopping this season. Also, we'll let you know about an organization with the mission to instill purpose, passion, and perseverance in girls ages 9 to 18 by matching them with mentors that help them prepare for leadership through culturally relevant character building, career readiness, and civic engagement curriculum. We now welcome Steve Burness, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. It's been a while, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, it's always great to have you. And it's a busy time of year, has to be a busy time of year for you all at Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. Holiday shopping season is upon us. What do you want to alert or remind holiday shoppers of, especially online shoppers, this holiday season?
Well, thanks a lot. A lot of times people don't realize that there's a lot of scammers out there who make it believe like they are a legitimate organization. So time and time again, the Better Business Bureau is a perennial problem. We see these companies pop up as it gets to the holiday season with fake websites and counterfeit products. And a lot of times consumers don't do their due diligence in checking out the organization ahead of time to see what they're doing, you know, who they're doing business with. We have lots of companies operating out of China right now who are infiltrating our marketplace with products, great offers, very low prices, and consumers don't do their homework. And they just see that pretty ad on the side of their computer and they click on it and they end up doing business with a company they didn't want to do business with or didn't do the checking on them, only to find out they may not get the product, they may get inferior product or counterfeit product, or it doesn't come as described. Sometime this summer, we did a study on our online shopping scams. In one of these total studies, 65% of the consumers who filed a complaint with us on online companies had no intention of buying the product that day. So that means they didn't have a chance to do their homework, research on the company, and then ended up dealing with a scam company or a truly a bad business. So it's best to make sure you know who they are. Are they operating out of North America? Do they have a presence here? Do they have a phone number, an address? And of course, during the holiday season, nobody asks for about the refunds and exchanges policy. You know, sometimes you buy an item, it might be on clearance, it might be on markdown, which means it might be all sales final. So I think consumers don't realize that refunds and exchanges is a privilege, not a right. So it's up to you to ask ahead of time what the policy is or read the policy. You know, the big print always give it on websites, but the little print taketh away.
Absolutely. Steve Burness, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago, Northern Illinois, joining us this morning on Score Values. And you mentioned due diligence. What, in your mind, are the most obvious ways to do due diligence in this situation or really in any situation?
Well, I think people really need to understand who they're getting the offer from. They don't take the time necessary to do their research. Who is that company behind that product? Or who's selling it? What is the background of them? You know, how long they've been in business? Things of that nature. Great first place, obviously, to start with is the Better Business Bureau. We have information on over 4 million businesses throughout North America, but we also have information on how they operate and what kind of grade they get. A lot of times, you know, like I mentioned, is that consumers buy the product, they don't even think about it, and then they do the checking after, and they spend all that time after realizing they've been scammed. If they would have spent all this time and energy beforehand, they would not have been scammed or not dealt with a bad business.
Well, Steve, since 2019, sports betting has been legal here in the state of Illinois. A lot of people take part in it. But you folks at the BBB are alerting consumers of sports betting scams. What should consumers know?
Well, there's lots of safe betting sites out there, and we all heard about them as well. But unfortunately, there's some scammers and or bad businesses that crop up, make it look like they're a Fortune 500 company or a great company to do business with. And they're really just taking these bets and not delivering. Our scam tracker always lights up around the time when it's hockey, baseball, football, whatever it may be. The scammer always takes their chances of scoring big cash as well. I think, really the sports betting has exploded, and really the scammers have found more tricks to score and take your hard-earned cash. And what I mean by that is these are, sites that may not even be a betting site. They call themselves a betting site, and they ask for your credit card number and all this information. And then when it's time to cash in, they're not there, they're gone, or they just don't return your calls or emails or whatever it may be. So I think, if you stick with an organization, a sports betting app, deal with the legitimate ones, the licensed one, the regulated ones, and just don't follow those ads that you might see popping up, because you can end up on a site that looks like an authentic site, and it could be something that is not legitimate at all, and might even be in the States. It might be somewhere across the pond somewhere, just taking people's money. And we've seen an increase, especially recently, on what's called micro betting, which allows a consumer to bet on a specific individual short-term play of a game. So this leads to multiple wagers on a single game, and that the more you do, the more money they take, or the more charges to your credit card, and then you end up trying to cash in, and then you realize they're gone, or they weren't a legitimate business. So it's happening quite often, and I think there's a lot of lookalike online betting sites. You've got to do your homework and make sure you're dealing with a reputable one.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of BBB Chicago Northern Illinois, joining us this morning on Score Value. Steve, what is TikTok Shop, and why should people be acutely on guard for scams while using it?
Well, TikTok recently launched a new e-commerce feature. Like you said, it's called TikTok Shop. But again, they're not selling it. It's the people on TikTok that are selling it. So think of it as like a Facebook marketplace type environment. It's a social media app, which, a lot of people are involved in. But an estimated 55% of all TikTok users have bought something after seeing it on the app. So the scammers know that. So they kind of make themselves look like a legitimate organization, or just a great product. And you may get it, you may not get it. So you're taking a chance, because these are individuals sometimes. There may not even be a business. And people think that they're buying, that you're going to have the protection of TikTok, and you're going to have protection of Facebook and all those sites. But again, there's scammers that are in the weeds waiting to take your credit card or your information or your account number or your password or whatever it may be. And you've got to research the sellers. You just shouldn't just buy because you see a pretty on the side. You've got to do the homework on it. It's like somebody knocks at your door. You don't do business with somebody knocks at your door, if they're coming door to door, because you still got to do your due diligence. Check them out. And a lot of times people don't realize that, they think it's safe because it's on a major site. Well, the scammers are on every site somewhere. There's a scam for everything. And we're seeing the increase in those complaints on TikTok now, because they recently entered this new feature, similar like to Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, where they're just connecting you with other users, and you never know who's behind it sometimes.
Yeah, Steve, a lot of us, including myself, have used online marketplaces before. And one of the things that these sites usually warn you of is protect your personal information. If somebody's asking you for phone numbers, addresses, credit card information, that is a gigantic red flag. Got to imagine that that's one of the biggest things for this case as well, right?
It is. They want to really steal your identity or steal your credit card information, these bad actors. So, they're asking the questions that a regular retailer would ask. So it's kind of hard to distinguish by looking at a TikTok ad or a Facebook ad or a Craigslist who that person is behind it. you know, without doing some research, you know, finding out about the comments and reviews and looking at their website, you know, and checking with the Better Business Bureau on a specific company. But, you know, I think people in their minds think because they're buying on these major sites that they do their research on these individuals or organizations. And they do to some degree, and they'll take them down, but it's sometimes it could be weeks before they catch them or before things happen. And by that time, they've already taken your personal information. A lot of times sites do, you know, have privacy policy, and they should have a privacy policy, but nobody reads them. You know, they could be selling your name. They could be selling information about yourself or stealing your identity in some way.
Steve, Medicare open enrollment is effective through December the 7th. And you guys at BBB are saying that you're getting reports of scams. What type of reports are you getting?
Exactly. Like you mentioned, effective through December 7th, anyone who's eligible can sign up for Medicare benefits, but they should be wary of calls or texts or emails about a special offer to enroll with them. There's a lot of companies saying that they're part of Medicare, or they're working on behalf of Medicare, and sometimes even the phone numbers say Medicare and the caller ID, and it's not them. So you really have to be careful of any unsolicited contacts offering assistance. You know, con artists, scammers will be very active during this season of open enrollments, and it happens every year, but what we're seeing is increasing at the Better Business Bureau because people believe it's Medicare or that they have a special program that only through this company you can get. And you can do all this research yourself in going to Medicare, obviously, his website, to determine, you know, those questions you may have, but be careful for unsolicited offers, you know, text or an email, as I mentioned. And sometimes, you know, we're seeing on our scam trackers that they're saying that they're going to need to replace your Medicare card with a new plastic one. You know, that's not the case. That's just a way of getting your Social Security number from them. And once they get that Social Security number, that scammer, thief can take that information, use it to their advantage and commit identity theft, which is still a big problem, not only here in Illinois, but all across the world, not just here in North America. I think identity theft is still the fastest growing white collar crime today. So like you mentioned, hold on to your personal information as much as possible until you do your due diligence. And, you know, one of my biggest frustrations, and I've been doing this for 36 years at the Better Business Bureau, is consumers do all the homework after about the company, only to find out, yeah, they are a scam. You know, I did the research. Well, do that research ahead of time. And if somebody wants you to do something quickly and it's unsolicited, that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off on those, because the only thing you should do in 30 minutes truly is buy a pizza. Other than that, do the research, homework necessary to determine if this is a legitimate offer. And it's getting to the point, the Better Business Bureau suggests consumers not answer their phones unless it's the person they know in their contact list, and don't click on those phishing emails. Those emails are phishing for information. They want you to click on it and put your information in there, and that may not be the site you're thinking of. A lot of times it happens to consumers, and it happens to businesses as well. We recently had a firm in Chicago. I'm not going to mention her name, of course, but they're one of the receptionists clicked on a link and gave them access to their corporate computer because they put spam and mail around it, and they locked up their computers and held their files ransom. And guess what? The law firm had to pay $1 million in ransomware to get their files back. And if you think we've heard it many times is happening. And for those who remember about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, the South Suburban of Chicago, a police station had their files locked up by ransomware, and they had to pay the price to get their police files back. So it's pretty darn scary out there. And I think consumers should not click on links. And if they think it's coming from a company, call the company directly. Go to the company's website directly. Don't follow those links. So if you get an email or a text like everybody else is getting, that your delivery has not made it for the holidays, it may not be from the UPS. It may be from a scammer posing as UPS.
Steve, one of the alarming parts of reading this release about Medicare scammers is you guys mentioned that you're getting reports of scammers offering gifts in exchange for personal information, and we're talking about health insurance here. Is this something that is kind of happening rapidly, because it's just it's unbelievable to see it. Kind of we see scams offering free gifts in other facets. It's over into health insurance and Medicare. You're saying
the free gifts is actually going everywhere now. It seems to be, but it's going to Medicare as well, saying that you know everybody likes free gifts. They want to win something or a free gift card or you know whatever it may be, enticing them to sign up. And sometimes you know, they promise you everything, but they don't deliver. They don't have no gifts. So they, you know, you think you're getting this great gift, a gift card or a gift certificate or whatever it may be, and it's not there. How many times have you seen an email, you know, saying, fill out this survey and you'll get a gift? Well, the gift will be coming. And guess what? The gift never comes, but you just gave them all the information they needed, you know, to steal your identity or to gain information from you that you didn't think was the case.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for alerting us and the consumers of potential scams out there. And have a great holiday season.
Thank you, too, as well. Happy holidays to your listeners.
Thank you once again to Steve Burness of the Better Business Bureau for joining me this morning. Once again, the website, bbb.org/Chicago. For Ladies of Virtue Chicago, their mission is to instill purpose, passion, and perseverance in girls ages 9 to 18 while preparing them for college, careers, and to become change agents in their communities. We now welcome Kenya Mercer, the Senior Program Manager of Ladies of Virtue. She joins us now on Score Values. Kenya, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Let's start here. Tell us a little bit about your organization, Ladies of Virtue.
Great. So first of all, I'm Kenya Mercer. I'm Senior Program Manager for Ladies of Virtue, and we are a mentoring and leadership program for girls in Chicago, the Chicagoland area. And we're really just out here teaching our girls to be purpose-driven leaders, and we do that in three different ways: character development, career readiness, and civic engagement. And so our organization consists of our Saturday Institute programming, some during school programs, after school programs, community outreach, our alumni program. So there's a lot of different ways that we are reaching our girls and able to mentor them through the course of their time. We target girls ages from fourth grade all the way up until 12th grades, and then our alumni program supports them up to 6 years after they graduate from their schools. So we're just out here doing what we are passionate about.
Kenya, you mentioned the mentorship program and the people that work with the girls. How do you go about finding your mentors?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways. We definitely have mentor and volunteer opportunities where if someone wants to be a part of the organization through mentoring or volunteering, that they can come and then go through, you know, our checks in our program in order to be a love volunteer. But then we also have a full staff that goes out to do our in-school programmings. And even though, you know, we have people that are facilitating, everyone really is a mentor within our organization. So whatever hat that they wear, it's also mentor first. And so, you know, people can volunteer through us, and then, you know, there's different ways to give back, you know, depending on your availability and the time commitment that you have. But one great thing about our Saturday program is that our girls are paired one-on-one with mentors. So we do have a plethora of wonderful, strong, professional women across the city of Chicago that also have a passion for youth and for volunteering and for mentorship. And so they're lending their times in order to be able to help strengthen the girls within our community.
Kenya Mercer, the Senior Program Manager of Ladies of Virtue Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. Kenya, you kind of discussed it a little bit there, but I want you to expand on it a little bit. How can people either donate or get involved in Ladies of Virtue?
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, donation is always, always welcome because we are a nonprofit, and, you know, we have to have funds and different things to operate. But the main thing at all costs is to be able to go to our website, which is Ladies of Virtue, L-O-V, Chicago.org, and then from there, you can find ways to donate, either monetary donations, to volunteer. We have different informational volunteer informationals that come through the course of the time that we are from the year. And so then you can sign up to volunteer. And then also our different corporate partners also volunteer through our organization through in different activities that we have, different workshops and community engagements that we do.
So Kenya, we know that Giving Tuesday is set for Tuesday. And you guys at Ladies of Virtue are collecting items for Love Day, which is in February. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have in store for Giving Tuesday?
Yeah, so, Love Day happens in February. And so that started through the pandemic. We sent out surveys and we found that a lot of our girls felt isolated. They were a little bit lonely, like most girls during the time of the pandemic. And so we wanted to do something special for them. And so we started packing our love boxes, which is different items of love and self-care for our girls. And we distribute them to girls around the city of Chicago. And so what Love Day turned into, it's really like a love month. And so what we do is we pack up boxes. And this year our goal is to pack 700 boxes that inside the boxes are a lot of different things, little items that the girls like just to make them feel special and feel loved. And then those are distributed to girls that sign up to come and give a box. And so for Giving Tuesday, because we're packing 700, so we need items for the boxes, we are definitely encouraging anyone that wants to support Ladies of Virtue. This is a great opportunity to support directly to our girls with these boxes. And there's a couple different ways that you can support that. We're looking primarily for three different items, which is lip gloss and fuzzy socks and nail polish for our girls. But you can donate them and send stuff directly to our mailing address, or we have our love boxes, our big, big love boxes, which are donation boxes that different businesses, local businesses can put up so that they're employees or patrons can come and donate to our girls. And then in February, we'll pack those boxes and distribute all 700 to our girls. So it's super phenomenal. It's something that has definitely grown, but we know the impact that it has on young Black girls. Just girls like to feel special. They like to feel needed and they need that self-care. And so that is really what this box does. It affirms who they are. It's very motivating for them. And it's Valentine's Day, so everybody wants to feel special.
Kenya Mercer, the Senior Program Manager of Ladies of Virtue, joining me this morning on Score Values. Kenya, whether it be the girls in your program now or your alumni, how important is it for you guys at Ladies of Virtue to tell the stories of your girls?
Yeah. When you have an organization like Ladies of Virtue, we just don't want our girls to just feel like they're in something big and that their stories get lost, but that they really have purpose. And so it is important for us to highlight our girls and for our girls themselves to share the different journeys that they've had. Every girl's journey is not the same. Everybody doesn't come from the same background and everyone doesn't have the same outlook on life. But we know that when our girls really have the opportunity and the platforms to share where they've been, where they want to go, we give them those opportunities to do it. And it's our job as mentors to motivate them and to highlight them and to put them in the spotlight and to just really share with, you know, the city that we have some really great girls. We have some strong girls that are trying to make differences in their school communities, in their families, and socially, in their social settings, and in their own little friend groups that they have. So for us, it's important for our girls to feel secure. It's important for our girls to be able to share that even if they may come from a background that society might think is not the best, that does not have to mean that they can't become anything that they want to be. You know, having a mentor really can change the trajectory of your life. It can motivate you to become bigger and do better things. And so that's what we're about in the Sisterhood of Ladies of Virtue.
Kenya, for those of you who mentor girls from age 9 all the way up to 18, and then you mentioned even the alumni you keep up with after the 6 years after they turn 18, what is it like to see the growth every step of the way?
It's wonderful. I mean, when girls come in, sometimes, you know, our girls, because they're from different backgrounds, we do have some girls that come in and they may be shy and they may not be the most outspoken. But one thing is for sure, when a girl enters our program, whether it's our Saturday program, a workshop, a school program, we really want them to know that they are leaders once they enter in the door. And so it's just our job as mentors to give them the tools to reach the full potential of their leadership. And so when girls start in those different, and they're timid, or they may not really want to be a part of something, or they don't really know, or they're not sure, or they're a little bit insecure with themselves, to see them be given the opportunities to highlight the things that they're good at, to develop their own sisters' circles within other girls and ladies of virtue, and then have the opportunity to then go back and be leaders amongst their schools and their communities and their families. It's a real blessing to be able to see. And then once our girls then graduate and they come back, and then they pour into the new generation of Ladies of Virtue and the new girls. And we have our girls that have been a part of Ladies of Virtue since it first started, and they come back and they mentor and they volunteer with the organization. That is really what it's all about. So the cycle, it just continues. It's just an immense amount of pouring and mentorship that goes with our girls. We don't want anyone to feel like they're in a program and once you're in it, it's done. It's a continuous relationship, because we know in order to build authentic relationships with girls, they have to feel like they're included. We want to feel like they're empowered. And so then it's a beautiful sight to be able to see girls come back and graduate from their high schools and make it to their track teams when they didn't know that they were going to be in track, or, you know, speak in different platforms and become valedictorians of their schools or whatever it may be, whatever inspires them or whatever they want to do. But it's nice for them, for us to be there every step of the way, because that's what we are. We're like a real support cheer, personal cheer team for our girls that are within our program.
Kenya Mercer, the Senior Program Manager of Ladies of Virtue, thank you so much for joining me this morning. One more time, the website and how people can donate or get involved in the organization.
Yes, you can donate to Ladies of Virtue by going to our website, lovchicago.org. You can follow us on social media, lovechicago.org, and you can find more information about all the things that we're doing throughout the year, the main things that we're doing for Giving Tuesday, so that you can too can be a part of our Love Day coming up in February.
That was Kenya Mercer, the Senior Program Manager for Ladies of Virtue, telling you about their initiative for Giving Tuesday, which is coming up on Tuesday. They are collecting 700 items for Love Day, which is coming in February. 700 girls and young women across the city on Love Day will be receiving items such as lip gloss, nail polish, and fuzzy socks. So if you want to donate any of those items, Ladies of Virtue will be accepting them on Tuesday, as well as any donations that you may have. I want to thank Kenya for joining me this morning. I also want to thank Steve Burness of Better Business Bureau Chicago and Northern Illinois for joining me. That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, just send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.